Dear listeners, I'm about to give you a special treat. I have invited the sister to my office, and I am happy to conduct a little interview with her. So, dear sister, how are you doing right now?
Well, we're here in Sweden to conduct the Swedish version of Sisters Academy, which is a large-scale performative laboratory exploring different modes of learning. And how am I? I'm extremely excited. There is a large degree of complexity in the Swedish version of Sisters Academy because we work with many different participatory levels. So I feel a bit like a person piecing a quite complex puzzle, but it's also very, very satisfying when the pieces come together.
It's a very interesting puzzle, I bet. What are your biggest concerns at the moment, or what are the biggest concerns you have at the moment?
Well, we're always working with the unknown. So I'm quite used to the feeling of not knowing exactly what will happen. And that's the same sensation that I'm embodying these weeks while we prepare for Sisters Academy, the boarding school. As the boarding school, this format have never been manifested before. We have previously taken over the leadership of upper secondary schools, but this format is new to us. The boarding school is more like a performative laboratory where we explore the qualities and values of sensuousness rather than a school that could be applied into everyday life contexts. So I'm excited to see how this format will unfold and the values and challenges that it has. I guess it will be both. So I'm very open to see what unfolds. Other than that, I see my task right now very much as this sort of kind of sensing what's going on in the room between the different parties that are involved and create the best possible ambience for everyone to work and explore in.
So where is Sisters Academy headed now, right now and with the coming year?
Well, right now we're very absorbed in this Swedish manifestation of Sisters Academy, which is also a quite large-scale manifestation since it falls in two parts. So the boarding school is actually only the first manifestation of the overall Swedish conduction of Sisters Academy. So next year our focus will very much be on the takeover. That's where we take over the leadership of a Swedish upper secondary school like we did in Denmark. So most probably I'll be here in Sweden a lot and also continue the dialogue with Iceland and Norway, which have already been initiated.
I see. But how will the boarding school and Malmö in general affect the Sisters Academy?
Well, like I said previously, the boarding school is a new format and we haven't tried it before. So how it will affect our work with Sisters Academy in the time to come is yet unknown because we have to see the values and challenges that it has once it unfolds. So that question I would like you to answer me again in October, when we have manifested the boarding school and we have the lived embodied experiences of it, because that's also something we articulate in the manifest. We have to live the future before we can judge it.
So one final question from me. Does the sister ever get tired?
Well, of course she does. But the poetic self is also this source of quite unlimited capacity. That's also a reason why I recommend everyone that they train their poetic selves daily. But of course I do, and of course I need rest, and I have my methods to recharge as everyone else. And those methods, I'm also sure, will be valued highly in a society that puts the aesthetic dimension at the center.
Thank you so much for your time.